From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A brother and father of the alleged Manchester, England suicide bomber have been arrested in Libya. Libya's anti-terror force said alleged bomber Salman Abedi's younger brother Hashim was arrested in Tripoli Tuesday. A force spokesman told the Reuters news agency the two brothers had been in contact recently and Hashim knew of the attack plans. The anti-terror force says the two have been in contact with ISIS and had been followed for more than a month. The alleged bomber was born in England to Libyan parents and was reportedly known to British intelligence services before the bombing. Salam Abedi's father, who lives in Tripoli, has also been detained. Also on Wednesday, British police said it was clear the suicide bomber who attacked the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester did not act alone. British police have arrested five people in connection with the attack so far as they continue to conduct armed raids throughout Manchester. The blast at the end of the concert at the Manchester Arena killed 22 people and wounded 59 others. The attacker also died at the site. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly car bombing in Somalia's capital and two other fatal attacks in Kenya. Officials in the Somali capital Mogadishu say at least eight people were killed and 15 others injured in the bombing late Wednesday near the city's seaport. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service a car exploded next to a small restaurant, and the dead include a mother and a young boy whose family owns the restaurant. Al-Shabaab said it was targeting police and intelligence officials at the site. This is VOA News. President Trump said Wednesday that he is now, quote, more determined than ever to pursue peace in our world after his meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican. The White House says the two talked about how religious communities can combat human suffering in such places as Syria, Libya, and ISIS-controlled territory. The Vatican says the Pope had a, quote, cordial discussion with Trump and hopes the U.S. will work with it on health care, education, and assistance to immigrants. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
After the president's private meeting with the Pope in the Apostolic Palace, there was a brief expanded audience for other members of the U.S. delegation and an exchange of gifts. The president presented the pontiff with books from Martin Luther King. Along with three books, the Pope gave Trump a medal by a Roman artist featuring an olive, considered a symbol of peace. Later, during a meeting with Italian officials, Trump reflected on meeting the Pope.
He is something. He is really good. We had a fantastic meeting and we had a fantastic tour. It was really beautiful. We're liking Italy very much. The Prime Minister, everybody. But we're liking Italy very, very much, yeah. And it was an honor to be with the Pope.
After separate meetings with Italian officials, Trump left on Air Force One, bound for Belgium. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump will be back in Italy on Friday and Saturday on the island of Sicily for the G7 summit. Mr. Trump says terrorism is the, quote, number one problem currently facing the world. He met Wednesday with Belgium's prime minister in Brussels. Thursday, he will take part in the opening of a new NATO headquarters and a meeting of the alliance's leaders. At least three police officers have been killed in two suspected suicide bombings at a bus terminal in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Five other officers and five civilians were wounded in the attacks on Wednesday. The explosions happened near Kampung Melayu Terminal, a station serving minivans and buses in a working-class district of eastern Jakarta that is not popular among tourists or foreigners. So far, no claim of responsibility for the attacks, but ISIS has taken credit for past terror attacks in the country, which is the most populous Muslim nation in the world. Muslim extremists in the Philippines have taken a local Catholic priest and others hostage after forcing their way into a cathedral in the southern city of Marawi. The hostages include 10 worshippers and 3 church employees, and the militants are demanding that the government withdraw its forces from the area. Violence in Marawi began Tuesday when security forces raided the hideout of an Abu Sayyaf commander who has proclaimed allegiance to the Islamic State. There's more on these and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.